Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is First Contact Day. It's also Gold Star Spouses Day. I'm not a spouse, but I'm a Gold Star boyfie. It's also National Flash Drive Day, National Nebraska Day, National Raisin Spice Bar Day, National Caramel Day, and National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Last but not least, there was just a long list today. It's National Read a Roadmap Day. So, when was the last time that I remember when I was growing up, we had a big book. I guess it is a book, but it's paperback. It's like a soft magazine kind of texture. But it's very large. It's like 3 times the size of a magazine. Length and width. Not thickness. I mean, the thickness might have been similar to a thick magazine. But it was maps of the U.S. And so, depending on what state you were in, you could flip to that state and see all the roads. And, like, on the back of the page, it would have zoomed in maps of the metro areas. Like, you know, you would have a map of Texas, but then they would have like zoomed in of San Antonio, zoomed in of Dallas, zoomed in of... Now you don't get, I don't think you got, I don't know how far in detail those maps went. It's been so long since I've seen one of them. I'm not really sure, but yeah, I wonder if they even still make those today. Like Road Atlas. Let me just look here. I'm just going to Google. Well, not Google. I'm going to go to the old Amazon.com. I'm just going to say Road Atlas 2024. Complete. There is a Road Atlas 2025. Wow, it's currently 2024 and they already have Rand McNally Road Atlas, easy to read large print maps. There's a National Geographic. Who uses these? I suppose, because there are times, and there is a technological solution for this, but there are times when you go to an area that, and I just want to say I'm looking, it's a National Geographic one. I believe we might have had a National Geographic Road Atlas when I was growing up. But anyway, when I was a teenager, because my stepfather had it. And they got married when I was 14, so. But if you're on a road trip and you get into an area that doesn't have cell service, then it can be a problem. Because if you don't have a Garmin GPS that has all the maps already downloaded, and you haven't downloaded used offline mode in Google Maps or whatever map of your, you know, that you use, then you would get to an area where you don't have a map. And if the cell service is bad, you don't have a map for that area. So there are times, if you haven't planned appropriately, and Mark will usually go in and he will download maps before we go on any kind of road trip, just to make sure, because we don't know how the cellular service is going to be, but it could be handy to have one of these just in case. Maybe you drop your phone and your phone dies or something. I don't know. Interesting. Also, I wonder if MapQuest is still a thing. Let's see if MapQuest is still a thing. Oh my God, MapQuest is still a thing. That's so interesting. Oh, wow. Okay. Still exists. Wonder if they make any money. They have an app as well. So, National whatever. I don't even remember what it was. National Roadmap Day? No. Yeah, Read a Roadmap Day. That's what it is. So, there you go. Read a Roadmap today, everyone. So let's just look and see if we have any contact. I don't think we do, but let's just look and see if we have any contact. Oh, we do. We do have contact. So, well, we do have a couple of text messages. Let's just look and see if we have any voicemails. Because we'll do the voicemails first if we do. We do have a voice. Oh my God, we have a voicemail. All right. Well, let's play the voicemail first. I'm not hearing anything.
Hey, Adam. This is Dennis. I'm Dennis from Falls Church.
Hey, Dennis.
I'm in the car. I'm driving back from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I have several questions.
Okay.
One, does Mark ever listen to the podcast?
Should I pause in between? Mark has listened to the podcast, but he does not regularly listen to the podcast. During the Pride 48 events, he would listen occasionally. He might download one randomly, or if he wants to accuse me of like telling his life story, he might download an episode or two to listen and see if I said anything about his life. But he doesn't listen really to any podcast. He listens to The Motley Fool. That's about it. And even that, he gets way behind because he only listens to podcasts when he's, I don't know, when he's driving, pretty much. And he mostly listens to Spotify music. And when he's running, he plays a Peloton workout. So he doesn't, so not very often. Occasionally, he might spot check it.
That's my one question. And I guess that was my only question. I was prescribed by my doctor Zepbound, the weight loss drug. And I take a shot weekly, and I've had 5 shots since I've started on the drug, and I've lost about 20 pounds in
congratulations.
About 5 weeks.
Wow.
So. Oh. I was 310 when I started the drug, and now I'm down to like 292, so almost 20 pounds.
That's great.
In like 4 to 5 week time period. Anyways, but my burning question was, does Mark ever listen to the podcast? I hope you're well. I hope everybody in Geeky Gay Podcast Land is well. And I just spent 12 days at the beach dog sitting for friends of mine that live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Now I have to go back to reality. Anyways, Adam, I hope all is good. Look forward to listening to the podcast. And I wanted to tell you about Zepbound, the drug that I'm taking. It's Zepbound.
Zepbound.
And it's, few side effects, but not too bad. One good side effect is I lost my appetite and I have to remind myself to eat. Anyways, enough of me rambling on. I hope you're well. Talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. I am well. If I were any better, I don't know. There's some saying, but I don't know what it was. Yeah, so I feel like they would laugh at me if I went to the doctor and said I want a weight loss drug. But also, because I feel like there are people who, you know, need that extra help, and then there are people who are just vain. You know, and it was like, oh, I want to fit into, we were watching Station 19, 2 nights ago, and it was a Seattle Gay Pride was what they were showing, the Winter Pride. Apparently I don't know if there is a Winter Pride, but in Station 19, Seattle has a February Gay Pride. I don't know if they do, but anyway, and there was this little twink, and he said he had taken something like Ozempic or something to lose an extra 10 pounds so that he could wear the wings and the thong. And be shirtless. That's one of those where it's like, did you really need that? You know? What doctor? They said he got it on like one of those online pharmacies. I don't know if you can even do that. I don't like shots is another thing. When they come out with a pill form, I'd be much more likely. But then the third thing is they get rid of your appetite. But I feel like a lot of my eating is emotional eating. I'm not hungry, but I'm either bored or it's just like a time of the night where, you know, oh, it would be good to have something sweet. And I don't know how much of that is hunger and how much of it is like boredom and slash emotion. But I don't know. Maybe they would help with that as well, but I'm not sure. Or like when I do eat, you know, the things I eat are high calorie, or the things that I crave tend to be high calorie. So I don't know. All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We have a couple of text messages. We have one from Gary. Well, they're both from Gary, but here we go. Gary says peanut butter and banana mixed together is also good. I don't like bananas. So there you go. I guess I am picky. I don't. How am I a picky foodie? I will eat anything at like a chef's table or whatever. But the things that I like fall into certain categories, and they're just things that I don't like. I will eat, you know, whatever. I will eat a banana, but I probably am not going to buy a banana and then cook it for, well, not cook it, but, you know, eat it myself. But there you go. And he said, I did Taco Bell last night too. I did a chicken bowl. Oh, that's healthier than what I got. I got a Mexican pizza and a crunchy taco and a soft taco is what I got. I love Mexican pizzas. Mark doesn't like them at all, but I really like them. Auntie Vera on Twitter, or on X, but it, Twitter, come on. Eventually, one day they're going to go back to Twitter. I guarantee you. Auntie Scott slash Auntie Vera says, it is high fructose corn syrup one should avoid. Regular corn syrup is okay. It's still sugar, but it's not as poisonous as HFC. Okay. So you're saying those bottles of Karo syrup that my mom would use and mix with the peanut butter, that is not high fructose. I've got one in the pantry. I should just look. But you're saying those are not high fructose. Those are different, is what I'm hearing. So I'll look at that when I go down to cook dinner later. All right, we're going to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.